True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us on the line this morning, WWL radio reporter Dave Cohen from New Orleans, as we look back 20 years after Hurricane Katrina. Dave, thanks so much for being with us this morning. You know, 20 years ago, it's hard to imagine, but I would guess that in New Orleans, you could still see the effects of Katrina 20 years later.
Absolutely. There are still some homes that are still in the same condition they were the day Katrina hit. They're fewer and fewer in number. There are still neighborhoods that have not rebuilt from Katrina, where there are vast, wide, open spaces. But most of New Orleans and Southeast Louisiana and coastal Mississippi, which was hit very hard as well, have rebuilt. Doesn't have the same population as back then, doesn't have the same number of developments and places and things, but the areas that have rebuilt, in many people's judgment, have built bigger and better and stronger.
You know, Katrina is the storm that it seems every other one is measured against. And as I think about it, it was Katrina that I saw for the first time those X codes, you know, spray painted on the outside of houses, indicating key information for first responders. What was that?
Yeah. Well, as the teams would go in, they'd put a big X on the house, and then they'd indicate in each of the triangles within the X if they found any bodies, if they found any survivors, if they found any dead animals. And that was all to let the next USAR team, Urban Search and Rescue team coming through, know that that house had been checked and what they had found. It was also for the historic record, so when there was time to go back and record everything, there would be a very visual, very easy to read indication of what happened. And when people returned to their homes and saw those, in many cases, it was very sobering.
You know, this started as a hurricane, but turned into something, you know, much greater, a much greater tragedy after the levees broke and gave way to that terrible flooding. When did you and others realize that after the storm passed, and you know, maybe if you were in downtown New Orleans, it didn't look as bad as it did in some other parts. When did people start to realize the magnitude of the disaster?
It really wasn't for about 24 hours after the hurricane made landfall. Once the eye of Katrina moved north of New Orleans, it started pushing the coastal bay that we call Lake Pontchartrain back towards the city. The pressure of that water coming back from north to south went into drainage canals that connect to the lake. It overtopped the levees on those canals. and then they fell apart and failed. The lake then emptied into the city, and 80% of New Orleans went underwater. So it didn't happen initially at landfall. It happened some hours later, but it wasn't until the next day when we were seeing water rising in places that had been perfectly dry after the storm moved through that we started knowing something was wrong. And then once we got eyes on the outfall canals and realized that there were no more levees, they had washed away, we knew that things would change forever in New Orleans, because New Orleans sits 18 feet below sea level. And the only thing that keeps the Mississippi River and the lake out of New Orleans are those levees.
And what has become of those levees now? How has that changed?
Federal government and the state have spent $15 billion building surge protection. There's a 30-foot tall wall just on the outskirts near the coast of New Orleans that protects that storm surge from even getting into Lake Pontchartrain again. They made the levees bigger, stronger, and armored them. They put in more floodgates and pumps, and they addressed a lot of the corruption and backroom brother-in-law deals that had gone into the building of those levees that were not all done up to proper codes and requirements, some corner cutting that was later found to have happened. They eliminated all of that and rebuilt them to proper specifications. And now they say that New Orleans and the greater New Orleans area are safer than ever as a result.
Do you have an idea, or can it be seen, how many people who left during Katrina as a result of the storm never came back?
The best guess is about 150,000 people who evacuated didn't come back for various reasons. Some of them found that their jobs were no longer here. Remember, it was months before they could get all the water out and even get people to be allowed to come back. So many businesses closed and never reopened. In other cases, people who had little or no means were given bus tickets out of New Orleans after Katrina. Some 40,000 people were bused to Houston. It was a one-way ticket. 20,000 were bused to Atlanta. And people were actually sent via buses or planes to all 50 states. Well, those people were not, in many cases, afforded a way to get back. Plus, many of them found that they could have a better life where they ended up as a result of the circumstances and decided to stay. New Orleans is now a much smaller city. The metropolitan area is nearly 10% smaller. The city itself is 20% smaller in terms of population than it was before Katrina.
And WWL, I remember, was a lifeline for people during Katrina. And yet even everyone on your staff, I think they were all going through their own issues as well with the storm, weren't they?
Yeah, many of us lost our homes. I was a fortunate one. I only had $20,000 worth of damage to my home, and that was you know, I felt lucky. But we had a lot of help, too. WBEN sent, I think it was three reporters down here in the before, during, and after to help us cover it and to gather the information. You remember back then we didn't have smartphones. Back then the internet was in its infancy and there was almost no audio streaming or video streaming. And we needed people. The phones didn't work here at all. And we needed people to go and find out what really happened. And so we were lucky enough to have our staff that was struggling through it, but also to have folks from WBEN and other stations across the country come down and help us out.
I remember Barbara Burns, Dave Debo, and Steve Cishan all went down.
Yes. Well, Dave Debo, I remember vividly sleeping in a pop-up camper in my driveway of my home after we went there, and we set up a kind of a reporter's RV city in my yard just so we had some kind of home base. And I picked up my fallen fence and dug out my barbecue pit, and my wife came from 3 hours away with food so that we could have something to eat, and we grilled it and would kind of make that our home base. And 20 years ago, wow.
In sleeping in a tent. No, there's a story for a different day, Dave. Dave Cohen joining us, WWL in New Orleans, looking back 20 years since Katrina. Thanks so much.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.